greetings and welcome to a brand new interview with Al Bernay. Bernay, have you been in J. Edgar's zipper lately?
I can't go into it without his permission.
Bernay, aren't you worried that J. Edgar might be afraid of the reputation he has received because of you and him, you know?
If he is worried about what people think of him, he will sacrifice some points.
Bernay, how do you look at yourself?
Big, almighty, greedy one.
Bernay, I want you to think back 30 years when you were just a lad, of 9. Now, you're walking down the street and a neighbor sees you. How would that neighbor describe you at the age of 9?
Now, I mean, he is kind of a cute and likable kid now. But as he gets older and loses that young cuteness that some adults may like, he'll be nothing but shit to them.
How true. How would you describe yourself now?
Very ugly.
Bernay? How do you feel about your parents' decision to move you out of your dark, decrepit, cigarette smoke-filled basement and into a luxurious, handsome, 5-bedroom mansion?
They are absolutely unfair.
Bernay, why are you offering all the men you play with between now and June 30th a 20% discount?
It is a business bargain.
Bernay, how often do you play with men during the summer?
During the summer, it's a 6-day-a-week job.
Bernay, when the objects that you handle are too big for you to take, what do?
Cut them down.
Bernay, during your big summer clearance marathon, when you grab everyone and everything you can reach, how long do you stay on one participant?
3 days on and 4 days off.
Bernay, what do you think of the male anatomy?
That is certainly a fair arrangement.
And finally, to conclude this edition of an Al Bernice interview, Bernice, why does the Balboa School use your head as a hammer?
I am a tool for the Balboa School.